This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At your service, it's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now, the host of the Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris, on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, here we are, hour two, ready for everybody. Like you said, 314-436-7900 is where you can find me. And again, I'll remind everybody, we've got Cardinals coming up here starting at 12:15, but we'll have three more segments after that of the Home Improvement Show. Same line, same number. You can follow me over to 97.1 FM, 314-436-7900. We'll get you to me there as well. So if you want to jump over and stick with the Home Improvement Show, any concerns, any questions, anything you got going on around your house, give me a call and let me know. Your conversation is what makes this so good. So, and I did want to talk about financing because it is a good option when you're looking at doing any kind of remodeling, home improvements, a new front door, new windows. And sometimes financing can actually help people out in ways that they really just don't think of until someone kind of talks about it or mentions it. And that's why I like to have these conversations as often as possible. And I'll describe a situation for you that I was in, because I've been here at Mosby Building Arts with Scott Mosby, started out as a project manager. It's been almost 23 years now doing the consulting, visiting sales role here now since about 2007-ish, 2008, somewhere around there. And we have a lot of really good repeat clients. They absolutely love what we do, how we do it. They know what they're going to get. They come back time and time again. So last week, Monday, I was with one of these great long-term lifetime clients. And to kind of explain too, so we had performed our first job for them in 2008, and in 2013, Scott Mosby had worked on a room addition for this particular client. since then, we had done some chimney flashing, counter flashing work with a dryer vent in 2015. We did some miscellaneous repairs in 2017. In 2019, we did a bathroom, some kitchen updates, and a new roof, and a fence around their backyard. And then in 2020, we did some energy work to make a couple bedrooms warmer and work better and really work out for them. So now it's fast forward, it's 2024, and we've got some windows, and we replaced some of the windows in the house when we did the bedrooms and the energy work. And so now it's 2024, and we're going to do the rest of the windows. And so we ended up doing a 12 months, no interest, no payment financing, because of which they can withdraw their retirement money, some this year, some next year. Now, I'm not the financial expert, but I know with a lot of my clients that are doing that, it's a tax, a little bit of a tax break if you take some out now, some out in the next year to gather the money to pay for something. So they're paying a little less taxes because of this no-cost free financing. So awesome situation for them. I'm glad that we could help them out with that and save them a little money at the same time. So think about financing when you're thinking about these types of projects. So we have Don on the line. Let's jump to the line and see if what Don's got going on. Can you hear me? Are you there, Don? I think maybe. I guess maybe we lost Don. It says he's there, but some kind of technical difficulties. So we'll keep trying here for a moment. But again, we're, you know, thinking about in the things to look at when you're getting into these projects, because there is other financing options that can be quick, can be simple, and get you through and can have monthly payments and not be such a high interest rate that it's not like a credit card or something like that. Your home loans, they're going to probably be a little bit less than a personal one that's not attached to the house. But if it's something you're just using to buy you some time like that, where maybe you're really only, it's a 10-year loan, but you're really only planning to pay on this loan for a year, maybe between a year and 2 years, and there's no charges to pay it off quicker and get through it, and you can do that. And if home loans are 7%-ish or something like that, and this is 8.9%, it's not that far off. It's quick, it's easy, it's simple. So thinking of the different types of loans too is something that we do here all the time to help get people ways to not just finance it, but just to get it paid off and make it simpler for them. And I also have quite a few that really like the 12 month with no interest and no payments. Just because you don't have to remember to write checks, and while the work's going on, there's progress payments that have to be made, and they're like, yeah, we'll borrow someone else's money and pay it all off at the end, and we won't have to worry about how to get that done and writing checks in the middle of it and getting them in, and everything's just covered, and it literally takes minutes to do. Sitting there, scan a driver's license, get through it, bam, you've got an approval in like 5 minutes. And it's super simple, easy, really great to get through. So, but finding somebody that does this work for you, like Mosby Building Arts, looking at, we have so many clients, again, that I've got one where I'm painting, we just signed again to basically solid color stain the entire outside of a cedar sided home. And we've done repairs way back. We started with this client in 2009. When we did the repairs, we did some termite damage. and we stained the entire house. Then we stained the entire house again in 2016, and now, again, fast forward, we're in 2024, and guess what? We're staining the house again. Keeping up the maintenance is such an important item on the list. Can be just as important as your updates and making things nicer. People walk up to your home, and they, it doesn't take, you don't have to be me. You can look at a home and know that, wow, this stain's really wearing, and they haven't done this for a whole lot of years and haven't kept up with it, and wood's rotting. And every time we do it, we got to replace a few boards, a few pieces of siding here and there, but it makes it great, and it gets what they want. So, again, remember, you can join me on 97.1 for the rest of the show. Otherwise, go Cardinals. We're going to have fun with that on KMOX, and I'll talk to everybody else after the break.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts on 97.1 FM Talk. Now, once again, Rich Orris.
All right, guys, we are back in plenty of time. We got three more segments here for everybody. You can find me any question you have about your house, 314-436-7900. And I was kind of talking about, you know, great repeat clients, how that's really the most important portion of what we do as a company, and the service that we deliver, just giving everybody such peace of mind and great expectations so that they know what's going to happen on their project, how it's going to happen, and they enjoy that so much that they just come back time and time again. So it makes it great for me, because as I run around and I visit clients and we talk about all these different projects, probably 40, 50% of the time, I'm getting to talk to people that I've already known. I've developed a relationship with. We know each other. Some of them are, I was even their project manager working on their house and running their jobs. And now I'm overseeing and figuring out the projects from the front end. A lot of fun doing that too. But figuring out and talking to people about what they're seeing, what's happened. I had a really interesting conversation with a client that was really asking about the insurance and the liability and the protections of their stuff. And they were telling me a story about that's happened more than once to them. And I haven't heard a whole lot of this, but it was really, as they were having work done in the past and years back, they would find windows and doors unlocked, or like the screen kind of jimmied open and the window left unlocked in a different area, kind of indicating, and their suspicion was that someone's going to want to come back into the house at a later date at a different time to steal things, to take things. And I was like, wow, I haven't heard a lot of that. I've heard a lot of the horror stories of the timing and the communication and not getting back to everybody and all the typical things that we deal with companies and remodeling and how to get through the projects and with labor shortages and all that. I haven't heard a whole lot of people getting robbed and having their stuff taken, but they were extremely concerned, which is completely understandable. And I was explaining how we do like to have a lockbox, some type of lockbox with a key to the house for protection of our stuff and their home as well. Because I was, you know, the basic part is if we're working on your house and only one person's there, maybe just two, and they go to lunch and they're going to run to McDonald's grab a Big Mac, come back. We want to lock your house up while we're gone, because we've also seen where people might watch out for that. And they say, okay, they all left. They run in and it's our stuff they're taking. The tools, the saws, the nail guns, the quick, easy get in and out and grab our toolbox and run off. And so we want to protect not only their stuff, but also our stuff. And we're trying to do our best to maintain all of that and keep everybody's stuff safe. And so I was a little surprised with that story, but completely understanding that, yeah, that would concern me and that will be a concern for them forever. And I was just reassuring them the peace of mind of us having our own employees and someone to watch over, come in and out, lock the house, having an app where you can, even if you're out of town, you can track the progress, some photos, what's happening, the construction schedule from your phone while you're in Florida or somewhere else is another great advantage of that service that we provide that makes everybody so comfortable and have just great peace of mind. So I was really, all I could do is reassure them that I haven't seen things like that happening here in the past 22 years. Not to say that it never couldn't, but we'll have the integrity and the, and everything that it takes to get it figured out and settled. If anything were to happen, you've got the right people. So it was an interesting conversation and something I hadn't heard a whole lot of. Definitely used to the typical conversations of, your kitchen looks really nice. Who did that for you? Are they coming to look at your bathroom? And every time it's the same story. Nope, we can't stand them. And I'm like, wow, I mean, it looks like a great job. And well, but they didn't show up on time. They didn't end on time. They didn't communicate with me. They didn't go through everything. There's things that they didn't expect. And a lot of times I get the questions of, why do you think the shower's this way? Or why do you, and I'm like, well, just poor planning is, you know, making the plan and getting through it. And our motto for years and what I've heard time and time again, you know, Scott Mosby running this company and being in charge of this company and being out in the middle of this company, even when we were working in the office, Scott Mosby had a cubicle out with all of us, right in the middle of everybody, being the owner, operator, head cook, and bottle washer of this entire company. He wanted to be straight in the mix of it. And what he'd always say so many times was, say what you'll do and then do what you say. And you'll just have great things happen from there. Just don't let people down. If you say it, then you need to do it. And it's a pretty simple thought process on how, but I hear so many stories that, well, you're the third or the fourth person out, and I've been waiting on two or three other people to give me these bids, and I just never get them. And it's people, they'll say they'll do something, but then they never live up to it, and they just don't finish it out strong and follow through. And having systems to do that and having a good program that you can remind yourself and set reminders and live and die by your calendar and understand and do things to help you not let people down. I'll never forget when we were developing this computer program and how to do it and how to get our clients into it so that they understand everything and how it works for us. And Scott Mosby looked at me and said, boy, did you ever think you'd be in the software business? I sure didn't. But as we develop and grow and change and come into these great things, this is what needs to happen in order to be in this day and age and complete your promises. You know, again, say what you'll do and do what you'll say. That's the goal here. So for everybody, that's what I'm trying to help out every Saturday with you. So if you have anything going on around your house. Any questions, anything you're curious about, maybe some renovations you're thinking about starting and just want some advice, I'm sitting right here for you. I can help you out. 314-436-7900 or toll free 800-925-1120. We're going to get into our middle break here. Don't touch that dial. Stick right here, and we'll have more Home Improvement Show right after this.
97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
All right. Welcome back to the KMOX Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris here, and we've got half a show left for you, half an hour, plenty of time to get any of your questions, concerns, answers into you here today. 314-436-7900 is how you can find me. And going over good companies, how to find them, what should they be doing? We were talking a lot in the last segment about things that I do and here at Mosby Building Arts, practices that we have. So when you're out there, out and about, and you go to maybe the home show out in St. Charles, or you're having people out to your house, really it's good to understand, and we should really think about, realize, and grasp how to have some of these conversations and what information to divulge and not divulge, especially when you're hearing things that you're learning and you're just coming into understanding, and you do have somebody that's really willing to explain and educate on what needs to happen and why it can be done better. So when I do meet and we talk about windows, I can talk about three different types of window installation types and how that's performed and why one's normal and standard and one's somewhat better and the other one is really what we would prefer if we could perform it every single time. And there's situations where you just can't perform that every single time. So it's constantly changing per person, per home, per situation, per siding type. So being able to learn and understand that, but then as you interview contractors and companies and people, think about how you have those conversations and what type of questions you ask. If someone explains to you how they can wrap and flash the house so that you don't have to have issues with water and leaks and air infiltration, and we can guarantee that for 10 years with our workmanship warranty, and it would include that. When you ask somebody else, will you wrap and flash my house? They're probably going to say yes. Do you use house wrap? Or will you use house wrap? I heard that's a good thing to do. Will you guys use that? Yep, we'll do that. They'll work that in whether they understand or not. So think about and understand open-ended questions that lead to conversations where what I would say is, instead of asking them if they would wrap and flash or use house wrap, maybe you ask them, well, what is your standard system that you do when you install a window? Or how do you handle your system behind the siding? Is there anything that you do before the siding goes on? I saw firsthand years ago a client that I looked at their house. I explained this whole system. And then I was back 2 or 3 years later with some window leaks that they went with somebody else to side the house. And the issue that we found looking behind the siding and everything that happened was they put the house wrap on top of the old wood siding and then put vinyl siding over that. So you're guiding water behind this house wrap as it gets behind the vinyl siding, as it gets to any door or window. And it finally worked its way through the wood siding, and they started getting leaks. And they openly admitted, they said, well, we asked them if they would use house wrap, and they told us, yeah, we'll use house wrap. And I was like, wow, they had no idea how the system should work and what you have to do to make it actually be effective. Now, the other thing I'd also always recommend is the background checks, the looking into not only the company, definitely looking into reviews, researching, see what's out there that you can find about them, but also looking into the people themselves, the person at your house or the owner of a company. Or there's a website called CaseNet that you can just research and see if any kind of lawsuit, any kind of thing is happening, and it's a person thing. So it's easy to start a company, change the name of a company, get involved with the Better Business Bureau. Yep, we've been in business for 8 years, 10 years. We've got a perfect rating at the Better Business Bureau. Well, maybe prior to that, it was a different name. Things got changed. They could have had a company that's gone out of business three different times. They might have been sued by every trade partner, subcontractor in St. Louis, and you would never know that because you're looking at this, you're looking at a company and the information on the company and what has happened recently, and you can get into the background. So think about the people, who they are, and checking into that at the same time. And I can tell you a personal story on termite damage when you're asking these open-ended questions and letting them, inviting people to tell their story and let you know what they would do. When I had termites at my house and I needed them treated, and I did bring out a few different people to look at it and compare the pricing and investment and everything and getting it done. And I had one particular that it was a great price. The price to do this treatment was really good. And I basically was like, well, explain the system to me. Are you drilling through all my sidewalks? Are you drilling through my front porch? And they were basically said, no, this system will work. You can be 3-4 feet away from the house and we get it in the ground. So where your sidewalk's up against the foundation, we won't need to drill there. We'll just do it out here, and where your patio is, we'll surround the patio this way and we'll go under your deck and we'll do this. And I was just kind of like, okay, that, you know, everything I had ever seen, you drill through the concrete right up against the foundation. So I let everyone else come out and kind of talk about it. And so then everyone that came out, no one suggested being 3 or 4 feet or 8 feet away from the foundation and having things under control. Every single one of them were like, no, you have to be closer. You have to drill. You have to get it where you need it to be to really have the warranty and be able to follow up. And I chose a place that had one thing that I really, really liked about them. Not only did I know them and understand them and been working with them for years and a trade partner at Mosby Building Arts, and they do a lot with when we had our seminars and home shows and all of that about getting rid of moles and everything, but they also have their own service reminder of every year they automatically set up the next year inspection. So they want to come inspect your house yearly in order to keep that warranty against these termites effective. So basically the bottom line is they contact
97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
All right, welcome back to the KMOX Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris here, and we've got half a show left for you, half an hour, plenty of time to get any of your questions, concerns, answers into you here today. 314-436-7900 is how you can find me. And going over good companies, how to find them, what should they be doing? We were talking a lot in the last segment about things that I do and here at Mosby Building Arts, practices that we have. So when you're out there, out and about, and you go to maybe the home show out in St. Charles, or you're having people out to your house, really it's good to understand, and we should really think about, realize, and grasp how to have some of these conversations and what information to divulge and not divulge, especially when you're hearing things that you're learning and you're just coming into understanding, and you do have somebody that's really willing to explain and educate on what needs to happen and why it can be done better. So when I do meet and we talk about windows, I can talk about three different types of window installation types and how that's performed and why one's normal and standard and one's somewhat better and the other one is really what we would prefer if we could perform it every single time. And there's situations where you just can't perform that every single time. So it's constantly changing per person, per home, per situation, per siding type. So being able to learn and understand that, but then as you interview contractors and companies and people, think about how you have those conversations and what type of questions you ask. If someone explains to you how they can wrap and flash the house so that you don't have to have issues with water and leaks and air infiltration, and we can guarantee that for 10 years with our workmanship warranty, and it would include that. When you ask somebody else, will you wrap and flash my house? They're probably going to say yes. Do you use house wrap? Or will you use house wrap? I heard that's a good thing to do. Will you guys use that? Yep, we'll do that. They'll work that in whether they understand or not. So think about and understand open-ended questions that lead to conversations where what I would say is, instead of asking them if they would wrap and flash or use house wrap, maybe you ask them, well, what is your standard system that you do when you install a window? Or how do you handle your system behind the siding? Is there anything that you do before the siding goes on? I saw firsthand years ago a client that I looked at their house, I explained this whole system, and then I was back 2 or 3 years later with some window leaks that they went with somebody else to side the house. And the issue that we found looking behind the siding and everything that happened was they put the house wrap on top of the old wood siding and then put vinyl siding over that. So you're guiding water behind this house wrap as it gets behind the vinyl siding, as it gets to any door or window, and it finally worked its way through the wood siding, and they started getting leaks. And they openly admitted, they said, well, we asked them if they would use house wrap, and they told us, yeah, we'll use house wrap. And I was like, wow, they had no idea how the system should work and what you have to do to make it actually be effective. Now, the other thing I'd also always recommend is the background checks, the looking into not only the company, definitely looking into reviews, researching, see what's out there that you can find about them, but also looking into the people themselves. The person at your house or the owner of a company, or there's a website called CaseNet that you can just research and see if any kind of lawsuit, any kind of thing is happening, and it's a person thing. So it's easy to start a company, change the name of a company, get involved with the Better Business Bureau. Yep, we've been in business for 8 years, 10 years. We've got a perfect rating at the Better Business Bureau. Well, maybe prior to that, it was a different name. Things got changed. They could have had a company that's gone out of business three different times. They might have been sued by every trade partner, subcontractor in St. Louis, and you would never know that because you're looking at this, you're looking at a company and the information on the company and what has happened recently, and you can get into the background. So think about the people, who they are, and checking into that at the same time. And I can tell you a personal story on termite damage when you're asking these open-ended questions and letting them, inviting people to tell their story and let you know what they would do. When I had termites in my house and I needed them treated, and I did bring out a few different people to look at it and compare the pricing and investment and everything and getting it done. And I had one particular that it was a great price. The price to do this treatment was really good. And I basically was like, well, explain the system to me. Are you drilling through all my sidewalks? Are you drilling through my front porch? And they were basically said, no, this system will work. You can be 3-4 feet away from the house and we get it in the ground. So where your sidewalk's up against the foundation, we won't need to drill there. We'll just do it out here, and where your patio is, we'll surround the patio this way and we'll go under your deck and we'll do this. And I was just kind of like, okay, that, you know, everything I had ever seen, you drill through the concrete right up against the foundation. So I let everyone else come out and kind of talk about it. And so then everyone that came out, no one suggested being 3 or 4 feet or 8 feet away from the foundation and having things under control. Every single one of them were like, no, you have to be closer. You have to drill. You have to get it where you need it to be to really have the warranty and be able to follow up. And I chose a place that had one thing that I really, really liked about them. Not only did I know them and understand them and been working with them for years and a trade partner, Mosby Building Arts, and they do a lot with when we had our seminars and home shows and all of that about getting rid of moles and everything, but they also have their own service reminder of every year they automatically set up the next year inspection. So they want to come inspect your house yearly in order to keep that warranty against these termites effective. So basically the bottom line is they contact me, they set up that date, and it's reoccurring. And every year they go, yep, here we are again. So now it's going to be then. And they're reminding me that it needs to happen, not hoping that it makes you wonder when they're, because if you don't get it set up and you don't get the yearly inspection, then they'll go, well, your warranty went away. You forgot to call us. So having somebody that's so effective like that, I was like, that's perfect. You know, Holpers was great for that. They did a great job, and I loved everything they did. And I love that they help maintain those visits so that we keep that warranty for me, not for them, but they want to help their clients. That's why I chose them. So, hey, we got David on the line. Let's jump on the line real quick. And what do you got going on, David? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, I hear you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, a couple questions for you. One, we just got hit with some when the wind knocked down a couple of branches on the roof and stuff, messed it up. But I was wondering about maybe you have some, I don't know, various roofers that you'd recommend. And this is in the Alton area.
Okay. So in the Alton area, what I would say is I don't have anybody offhand. to recommend for out there. Mosby Building Arts does do roofs. You can call our office, and we can come out and take a look at that if you'd like to have Mosby look at it.
Okay.
That number is 314-909-1800. And if we're too busy, or if they kind of, they might say like, well, we've got so much work and it's just something that, then they can give you a recommendation of a name if it's something we wouldn't come out for.
Right. Yeah.
So they'll have a list.
A possibility there because everybody seems to be kind of busy. But
yeah, and it's a hard time to get a good company when you've got storm damage.
I think it's not like in a real big hurry, but
yeah,
just needs to be done is all. And the insurance is taking care of it. But I'll put a question for you. I want to put a deck in the front yard, but it can't be high. It's just going to lay on the ground and be kind of a wooden platform. The people who lived here before had kind of mimicked a deck.
Uh-huh.
But it was too close to the ground, and they used 2x6s and stuff. I want to do away with that and maybe make it more like a floor.
Uh-huh.
Where I put down some even just some plastic or something that would keep it off the not touching the ground. But there are some lumber you can get that's they call it ground contactable or whatever, ground contact that's been treated.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays good for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about just making a large platform because it's going to be about 16 by 20, 25, I don't know, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
But that's pretty big. And concrete's going to be kind of expensive, and you got to, you know, all the prep work for it is a lot of work, and I want to try to do it myself.
Gotcha. So yeah.
So I just want to put down basically where it's maybe even put down like plastic tubing or something that would just hold it up a little bit off the ground. Maybe with that, underneath that put a layer of plastic or something. And just put a nice large, used treated 3/4 plywood.
Yeah, so... I would watch what you put on as the floor. The 2x that are close to the ground will last a while in the treated, like a ground contact treated lumber that could last some years, but it's going to have a lot of moisture being so close to the ground. The treated plywood it's put together in layers. It's still not going to last like it would because it's so close to the ground and it doesn't get a lot of airflow. And if you use decking, like composite decking material, plastic type decking material, some kind of composite, you got to read about and watch what you use for that deck floor, because those need to breathe a lot too. And they will say in their information that you need so much space. Not all of them will work out, and the moisture will start to warp and damage that composite decking, and it will not be covered by a warranty. So they may say, yeah, this is a good 20-year product, but if you put it 8 inches off the ground and it doesn't breathe from underneath, it may warp and have problems. So I would research really, really deep into what you're putting on top of that frame. And I would, that close to the ground, you're going to get, I know it's way more expensive, especially if you can't do it yourself, but the concrete is going to be a lot longer lasting product value touching the ground like that. So that's what I would definitely watch out for, David. I got to get into my last break here. So we're going to jump off. If you have something else and you want to hold through the break, that would be great. If I answered all your questions, that's great, too. We're going to get through our break, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts on 97.1 FM Talk. Now, once again, here's Rich Orris.
All right, guys, we are back. Man, what a great time we've had today. Great calls, great questions. I have seen from the conversation just last segment with David, I have seen a lot of decks like that, really close to the ground, not a lot of air to get underneath them. And some number of years ago, I actually had a client where we didn't build the deck, but it had a composite deck floor, and the deck floor was starting to kind of wave and have issues, and it was popping up and coming loose, and one of them was right where, like, the storm door opened out, and it would rub, and they couldn't even get the storm door onto the deck open sometimes when these boards would move and everything. So we brought out the manufacturer and was like, hey, look at this with us, because this doesn't seem like this is that old and it should be happening. And so they looked at it and basically said in this particular deck was, it was really close to the ground on one side, and it wrapped around a room. And on the other side, it was about 4 feet off the ground. And on the other side, it was pretty much touching the ground. And it gradually got higher off the ground as it went around. And the door and where they walked out and where they were having the issue was about 3-4 feet off the ground. But they still looked at it and said, nope. Because of this side, because it's too close to the ground, there's no warranty. This is happening because there's not good airflow and there's too much moisture from underneath with the deck being too low, and we're done, nothing to it. So we had to find a product that didn't limit that. And sometimes that's wood. That's just the piece of wood where you can replace a piece of wood if it starts to happen. And that may be your best bet in a situation where that deck is so, so low to the ground that it's just causing. So think about, and it's good to realize, to read in and find out about the products, because just because it's a composite or a plastic-like material, one would think very easily, well, I could have that pretty close to the ground. Like, they're telling me it's not going to rot for 20 years. Well, but it may do other things. And that composite material warps, and there is a very specific screwing pattern, how far apart you can have your joist that keep it together when it's on stairs, when it's on an angle. They can only spread 12 inches apart, not 16. So you're understanding each product and how they're telling you to put this together so that you can maintain those warranties, because a workmanship warranty is extremely separate from a product warranty. So we would warrant how we install something that we've done it correctly, but the product itself carries its own warranty on how long it will last, all of that. So there's separate warranties that go hand in hand, and the products can very easily come in and say, nope, that's not how the instructions tell you to do it. Therefore, your product warranty is null and void, and it's then worthless. So workmanship warranties, remember, they are as good as the company that offers them, and product warranties are also as good as the companies that offer them, but they're also only as good as the companies that install them. If you use the wrong screws, if I've seen doors where, nope, they don't have the wrong, they didn't put the right screws, it's not far enough into the framing, and this door is falling apart, is not our fault, have a good day. Or they didn't flash at the top of the door, so it's taking water, and there was a sticker on the glass that said, this needs head flashing to keep the warranty, so you lose the warranty pretty much the day that door gets installed incorrectly. So they work hand in hand, but they are separate warranties. something good to know for everybody. Hope that's good. Hope that helps. I had a great time, great conversations today. Love it. I will talk to everybody next week. From now and then, just be good to your homes.
You're listening to The Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts on 97.1 FM Talk. Now, once again, here's Rich Orris.
All right, guys, we are back. Man, what a great time we've had today. Great calls, great questions. I have seen from the conversation just last segment with David, I have seen a lot of decks like that, really close to the ground, not a lot of air to get underneath them. And in some number of years ago, I actually had a client where we didn't build the deck, but it had a composite deck floor, and the deck floor was starting to kind of wave and have issues, and it was popping up and coming loose, and one of them was right where, like, the storm door opened out, and it would rub, and they couldn't even get the storm door onto the deck open sometimes when these boards would move and everything. So we brought out the manufacturer and was like, hey, look at this with us, because this doesn't seem like this is that old, and it should be happening. And so we they looked at it and basically said, in this particular deck, was it was really close to the ground on one side, and it wrapped around a room, and on the other side it was about 4 feet off the ground, and on the other side it was pretty much touching the ground, and it gradually got higher off the ground as it went around, and the door and where they walked out and where they were having the issue was about 3-4 feet off the ground. But they still looked at it and said, nope, because of this side, because it's too close to the ground, there's no warranty. This is happening because there's not good airflow and there's too much moisture from underneath with the deck being too low, and we're done, nothing to it. So we had to find a product that didn't limit that. And sometimes that's wood. That's just the piece of wood where you can replace a piece of wood if it starts to happen. And that may be your best bet in a situation where that deck is so, so low to the ground that it's just causing. So think about, and it's good to realize, to read in and find out about the products, because just because it's a composite or a plastic-like material, one would think very easily, well, I could have that pretty close to the ground. Like, they're telling me it's not going to rot for 20 years. Well, but it may do other things. And that composite material warps, and there is a very specific screwing pattern, how far apart you can have your joist that keep it together when it's on stairs, when it's on an angle. They can only spread 12 inches apart, not 16. So you're understanding each product and how they're telling you to put this together so that you can maintain those warranties, because a workmanship warranty is extremely separate from a product warranty. So we would warrant how we install something that we've done it correctly, but the product itself carries its own warranty on how long it will last, all of that. So there's separate warranties that go hand in hand, and the products can very easily come in and say, nope, that's not how the instructions tell you to do it. Therefore, your product warranty is null and void, and it's then worthless. So workmanship warranties, remember, they are as good as the company that offers them. And product warranties are also as good as the companies that offer them, but they're also only as good as the companies that install them. If you use the wrong screws, if I've seen doors where, nope, they don't have the wrong, they didn't put the right screws, it's not far enough into the framing, and this door is falling apart, is not our fault. have a good day, or they didn't flash at the top of the door, so it's taking water, and there was a sticker on the glass that said, this needs head flashing to keep the warranty, so you lose the warranty pretty much the day that door gets installed incorrectly. So they work hand in hand, but they are separate warranties. Something good to know for everybody. Hope that's good. Hope that helps. I had a great time, great conversations today. Love it. I will talk to everybody next week. From now and then, just be good to your homes.